As for the 20K try limit, as we mentioned several times, that's really just a kind of an initial draft. We had to go live on a DD with some kinds of initial limits just to make sure that, you know, we had the ability to, you know, calculate that stuff internally and that the regions weren't just going to get completely spammed with giant content, or at least hopefully make it less likely that was going to happen. But I don't think it's likely that we would actually go live with 20K. So we will be revisiting that. You know, I want to hold off on revisiting that until we've had time to collect performance information. I think, you know, if we're dinking around with the limits kind of every week, well, we raised it a little, we lowered it a little, we're not sure what it's going to be. I think that has a potential to just generate more confusion. So my goal isn't to never change it. It's just to try to, you know, change it as few times as possible. 200 land impact. Yeah, well, as I mentioned with the triangle count, you know, that's not the final number, but I'm trying to avoid changing the number until I have some actual empirical basis for what to change it to. You know, if I just make up another new number, then we just have to change it again after we have real numbers, and it just causes more confusion. You know, if it's really the case that it's physically impossible for people to do testing with 200 land impact, then, you know, we should talk about it. But if it's just that you are distressed by the idea that we might actually release with 200 land impact being the cost, you know, we're not going to do that. So it's better if we can just put that out of our minds and work on other things for right now. I mean, I think the likelihood is that the cost is going to be based more on the number of triangles. There's got to be some overhead just from the fact that there's an extra skeleton in the scene, right? And so that's what the fixed cost per animesh is supposed to account for. You know, do I believe that the cost per skeleton is as high as the equivalent of 200 land impact? You know, very likely not. Again, we're not at the stage right now where we're trying to collect performance data. And, you know, we really can't collect performance data until we're kind of feature complete, because, you know, any changes we make to the features can affect the performance, right? Like, you know, we're just saying shadows don't work. Well, how much does it add to the cost to include shadows? I don't know. We don't really have any ability to measure that until the shadows are working. You know, so that's why we kind of have to hold off on some of the kind of cost finalizing stage. That's pretty much the last thing we'd be doing before we went to release, because, you know, everything else has to be done before you can get an accurate idea about the, you know, the real performance impact of all these things. Still, you know, we are avoiding a lot of the overhead associated with sort of true avatars and you know, overhead that's on the back end with agents. So, you know, it is a lot more efficient to have a bunch of animesh objects running around than to have an equivalent number of, you know, similarly attired, you know, avatars. So, you know, my guess is that the actual overhead per skeleton is going to turn out to be fairly low, and that most of the cost has to do with how many polys you have to, you know, you have to render. You know, actually doing the skinning and the rendering, I think, is taking up most of the overhead today, which, of course, is one reason that we're concerned about the triangle count. That is going to be a big factor in the, you know, in the actual rendering cost of these things. There's always trade-offs between performance, complexity, and, you know, people are going to have to make those kinds of calls, but we're going to try to make the, you know, cost accounting accurate enough that the incentives are aligned with, you know, how much it actually costs to display these things.